That's where I was last night. My girl, took me away last night. My girl, that's where I was last night. My girl, took me away last night. In the sky, my girl, that's where I was.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, why do we spend so much of our lives asleep? What's happening in our brains while we're sleeping, and do animals sleep in the same way we do? We're going to explore the science of sleep with neuroscientist Vishal Sumra, who will explain how sleep helps our brains clean up, repair, and store memories. We've got a lot to learn about sleep today on the Children's Hour, and you can find some more tools and activities to go along with this episode at childrenshour.org. Just look for sleep. Stick with us. This show's a real sleeper. The Children's Hour is an independent production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit. We're distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Why did the little boy hide sugar under his pillow at night?
I don't know why.
So he would have sweet dreams.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
I don't mind, I think that's crazy. From
That's the Beatles from Revolver. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We're at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and on Zoom with a whole lot of great kids. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hello, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Raymond.
Hi, it's Marzo.
Well, everyone, I am so glad you're with us on the air, listening in listener land, and here with us at the Outpost and on Zoom. Today, we're going to learn about something we spend so much of our lives doing, and I've always wondered why. Can you guess what we're going to talk about? What do we spend so much of our lives doing for no...
Reading!
Sleeping, playing video games.
Eating food.
Raymond is hitting the nail on the head. We sleep a lot. We sleep about a third of our life away. And yet, are we sleeping our life away, or is something happening when we're sleeping?
Something is happening when we're sleeping.
So sleep is something that people do, but also all animal forms sleep. And so we're going to learn about why that is. We have multiple guests on the show today, including an author of a new children's book about where ocean creatures sleep at night. And also we're going to speak with a neuroscientist named Dr. Vishal Sumra. And there is a lot to learn about sleep today on the Children's Hour. Stick with us. This is the Verve Pipe.
Every Monday morning, my mama gives a warning. Gotta get up and get myself going. My body in motion would make a commotion, but I'm still asleep and not knowing. That's just the way it is, every single day it is. But now I'm jumping out of my shoes, 'cause the weekend is coming and my mind is humming. There's so much I wanna do. Monday and Tuesday, I'm dragging my feet through the school day. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm starting to pick up some speed. Friday is my finish line. Next morning, I'm feeling fine.
I'm not sleeping in 'cause it's Saturday.
Sleeping in
'cause
it's Saturday.
First order of business is having some breakfast, but I can't reach the cereal station. So I wake up my dad and he looks pretty bad, saying something about dehydration. The same with my mother, so I wake my little brother, who is on my shoulders in a flash. But it was too much challenge, he lost his balance and we came down with a crash. Monday and Tuesday I'm dragging my feet through the school day. Wednesday and Thursday I'm starting to pick up some speed. Friday is my finish line. Next morning I'm feeling fine.
I'm not sleeping in 'cause it's Saturday.
Sleeping in
'cause
it's Saturday.
Sleeping in 'cause it's Saturday.
Stay in my room and let my parents keep sleeping. But I can't resist 'cause I got a whole list of things I'm gonna do this weekend. Saturday AM, I'm planning my mayhem, pacing the floor of my bedroom. Then my mom comes in with a big white grin, holding a mop and a push broom. I'd rather be in school 'cause the new house rule means I can't even go outdoors. Why didn't I sleep in? She's got me sweeping and doing a bunch of new chores. Monday and Tuesday I'm dragging my feet through the school day. Wednesday and Thursday I'm starting to pick up some speed. Friday is my finish line. Next morning I'm feeling fine.
I'm not sleeping in 'cause it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Sleeping
listening to the Children's Hour, and with us on the show today is Vishal Sumra. He is a PhD student at the Tan Center for Research in Neurodegenerative Diseases at the University of Toronto, and his focus is looking into brain imaging scans, which you may have heard of before. MRI scans, they are sometimes, or PET scans are other ones. He has also a background in neuroscience. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Vishal.
Hi.
What actually goes on in our brains when we sleep?
There are tons and tons of things going on in your brain when you sleep. And it actually changes depending on what stage of sleep that you're in. And we do things called dreaming. We've all probably done that before. And we also use that as an opportunity to let our brains get a little bit of rest, let our cells in our brains kind of clean up, take care of business, and make sure we're, you know, feeling good and getting ready back to start the next day.
What do you mean clean up?
So as the day goes on, as our cells are active, they're letting us do the amazing things like walk and talk and run and eat food. As that happens, our brain kind of takes the energy stores that it has. It breaks up that energy. It takes some of the molecules that it has. It breaks that up. When you break up those energy stores, those will start to build up. And the brain at some point needs to kind of take care of that. You know, like your mom will tell you, you got to clean your room. Don't come out until you clean your room. That's what your brain is really telling you when you're trying to sleep. It's making sure you're clearing up, you know, all of the waste materials that you have in your cells and your brain, and also using it as an opportunity to repair your body as well.
We go to bed at night, we lay down, we close our eyes, then what? What is the path that that sleep is taking?
We start in that fully awake kind of point. Our brain will build up with those signals that tell us, okay, it's time to go to bed. In that awake state, we transition to this kind of first stage of sleep. That's more of a transition stage where your brain kind of looks a little bit more like it's awake, but you're starting to kind of slow the rhythms of how your brain is firing. Your breathing will start to slow. Your body temperature will start to drop just a little bit. And then we'll move further down into more of a deep sleep after that. And that's the deepest stage that we have. That's where you're going to get the most kind of restful sleep. You'll start to come back up into that more lighter sleep, back into more of that transition area. And then in those lighter stages of sleep, we'll have also those rapid eye movement stages. And those rapid eye movement stages is where you have that dreaming occur too. And these periods are about 90 minutes each. So going from the top down and back up is around 90 minutes. And we'll have a whole bunch of those stages throughout the night.
So we go bursty sleep, where we're kind of like between sleep and awake almost. And then we go into deep sleep, where it's like you're out like a rock. Maybe you're snoring at this point. And then you kind of come back almost out a little bit. And you're having that rapid eye movement. All the dreams are happening. And then it's almost like the burst sleep again, and then we plunge back down into deep sleep again. So that cycle is a 90-minute cycle.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like you're on a swing where you're a little bit higher in that, and you come down to that deep sleep. You're right back up just a whole bunch of times throughout the night.
We have dreams nearly every night, but one notable thing is that for most nights, we don't remember any of them when we wake up. Oftentimes, like, it feels like we just blink. Then you talk to someone who might live in your house and be like, you screamed in the middle of the night. Why is that? Why do our brains, like, after our dreams done, just erase it from our memory? Basically make it not happen.
That's something that people are still actively trying to do research on. Why some people, or sometimes you remember our dreams, sometimes we don't. Every night we spend about kind of 2 hours-ish dreaming on average.
Every night we're all dreaming 2 hours a night?
We're in that kind of REM stage of sleep, that rapid eye movement sleep for around 2 hours-ish each night. It varies obviously depending on people and that kind of stuff. But that over about an 80-year lifespan is about 10 years that you're going to spend dreaming. So a lot of time.
But some people remember their dreams, and some people wake up first thing in the morning and write down their dreams. And if they don't do that right away, they don't remember their dreams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they just remembering like the last dream they had at the end of the 2 hours?
Sometimes it's just that you're remembering kind of the most recent thing. Sometimes if you wake up at a different part of your sleep cycle, you might be a little bit more likely to remember that dream if you woke up just after that part where you were in that lighter, more dream state. But if you wake up right after a deep sleep, you know, your mom shakes you awake, it's 7 a.m., get on the bus. You might be a little bit startled. You might not remember it because you weren't as close to that sleep stage as you were before.
Vishal Sumra is a PhD student at the Tontz Center for Research in Neurodegenerative Diseases at the University of Toronto, speaking with us about the science of sleep. We have posted links and lots more information, including graphics describing the sleep cycle that we go through every 90 minutes all night long. This is Casper Baby Pants, right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about sleep.
I was stuck in the middle of a weird, weird dream. I was stuck in the middle of a weird, weird dream. Let me tell you about a scene that you've never seen.
Oh, 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 oh.
There were hippo-shaped clouds that stopped and talked. There were 57 piglets wearing purple socks. There was water in the sky. The fish swam in flocks.
Oh, 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 oh.
There were mud-covered lumps with cherries on top. Sipping soda pop. There were octopuses doing the belly flop.
Oh, 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 oh.
There were monkeys made of metal dancing up in the trees. There were pencil thin elephants with knobby knees. There were oversized ants surfing oceans of cheese.
Oh, 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 oh.
There were Q-tip people with long white beards. There were birds that appeared, disappeared, and reappeared. Some dreams are dreamy, but this one is weird. I was stuck in the middle of a weird, weird dream. I was stuck.
But somewhere there's a radio and I can hear the news. No, my child, this world is not as perfect as it seems. But I will try to keep you safe, you and your sweet dreams. So go on and dream, 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 sweet baby dream. I can't always keep you from sadness and fear, but I can hold you, baby, and I can dry your tears. I can't stop the outlaws, I can't punish the crimes, but I can feel your little heartbeat. I can rock you in time. Go on and dream, 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 sweet baby dream. Touched by the sight, and I'm grateful for the peace of mind that you feel tonight. I'm dreaming of a day when you will step outside and wonder at the sweetness that this world can provide. Go on and dream, dream, dream,
That's Jessica Harper from Hey Picasso with Dream, Dream, Dream. And Weird, Weird Dream was Casper Baby Pants from Easy Breezy. In the background, Kimya Dawson from the Juno soundtrack. We're learning about sleep today on the Children's Hour, and we have a lot more to learn. You can follow along on our playlists, see photos and links and more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Sleep.
You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports The Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.
Tonight, I see in a new light, moonshine whispers pictures. Today, I see in a new way, sun rays paint my future. Can it be that I am?
Welcome to the show. Curtains rise when the eyelids fall low. Time gets all slow. Stretch like chewing gum. Who will come next to the stage? Dressed in the face from yesterday. Rest and stress get swept away. Let's just play. Moonlight masquerade. Midnight matinee. Invite to activate. Insights you packed away. Greatest story ever told. Every night another episode. Let it go, then it flow. Never know what you're headed for, cause your head is so magnificent, infinite, limitless, intelligent, embellishing a lifetime where a minute is. It's a mirror in a fun house. Not as clear when the sun's out. It's a path you could run down where your thoughts can be unwound. Lost in space, concentrate, watch the parade. Pay attention, your prevention's got a lot to say. There's a secret that you keep in, but you speak it when you're sleeping. You can seek it and receive it if you keep dream weaving.
Tonight, I see in a new light. Moonshine whispers pictures. Today, I see in a new way. Sun rays paint my future. Can it be that I am?
Open up your eyes to the other side. Take your dreams come alive. Silver screen colorized. Scenes never seen otherwise. Take your daydreams, color up the skies like a summertime sunrise. Figure out what the clouds are a portrait of. While they twist like contortionists. Birds sound like an orchestra. So majestic and electric. When you're hectic, then you're separate. When you're rested and receptive, everything feels connected.
From Wake Up the Dream, that's Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're learning about sleep. It's something we do for a third of our lives. And our guest is Vishal Sumra. He is a PhD student at the Tan Center for Research in Neurodegenerative Diseases at the University of Toronto. And he is a neuroscientist explaining to us the science of sleep.
Scientists actually right now don't really know for a certain fact why we dream. A couple of ideas are sometimes our brains use that as an opportunity to take our stores of information and put that into kind of a long-term information. Small memories you make throughout the day. I went to my grandma's house today. We had a really nice meal. I'm going to go to sleep later tonight. My brain's going to take that from its kind of short-term stores for memories and put that kind of in the back of my brain, put it on a shelf somewhere. So next time I'm eating that kind of meal, maybe I'll get a smell that might trigger that and I can pull that off the shelf. But we use that sleep to kind of consolidate our memories. So consolidate is just a word to mean that we're kind of filing it away for long-term storage. We replay those things that happen. You might see as you go to sleep, you might see things that happen to you during the day happen again to you in your dreams. And that's part of that kind of long-term memory storage. Some theories say we use that to kind of make sense of what happens during our day. Some theories say that we're trying to make sense of the random activity that happens in our brain. And then there's also some theories that help us kind of get an idea of our emotional processing. So our brains can kind of use that dream as an opportunity to maybe replace certain events that were tough emotionally, or maybe to go through certain scenarios that you might think would be tough emotionally. I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely had lots of dreams where I'm running late to a test. I'm in university. I'm in the big gym somewhere. I'm trying to find where the room is. I can't find it anywhere.
Do you guys have those dreams?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
No.
You know, I'm really pretty old. I've been done with school for a long time. I am still dreaming. I'm supposed to be in a class at school and I'm not there and I can't get there because of some crazy circumstance in the dream. So that stress goes somewhere. My brain must have said, oh, stress file. That means you're late to school. That means you're in thick traffic. That means you're trying to catch a plane.
The things that we take on during our day sometimes carry over into our dreams as well. One theory is called the social simulations theory, where your body or your brain is trying to prepare you for things that might happen socially, whether they're embarrassing or stressful. So, you know, a lot of people will dream that they get to school, they're not wearing pants. That's your brain maybe trying to prepare you for something crazy and weird that might happen. Another thing is emotional processing, especially if you're going through a big, tough emotional time. You might see those things start to bleed into your dreams. And then also is another thing where your brain just trying to make sense of what's going on around you. There's things that we're taking in from what happened in our day and putting them into our memory store. So those things might pop up just randomly. They might have no connection to anything at all. There also might be those things where we're trying to reason things out for big things that are happening in our lives and deal with some stressful situations.
You said sleeping is also good for your body. How and why?
You know, it is good for our brains. It will help repair things that happen in our brain. It also does that same thing in our bodies, especially for younger people. You really, really need that sleep for your body to actually grow. One thing that happens when you sleep and when you're in those deeper stages of sleep is your body releases growth hormone. So it allows you to repair your muscles, to build more muscle, to build more bone. It signals your body to keep on growing, to keep on repairing itself. And it's just as important for kids as it is for adults.
For kids listening, there are things on your body that grow for the rest of your life. Your hair, for some people, unless you lose all your hair, your nose, your ears, your fingernails.
And that growth hormone that I talked about isn't only just responsible for growth and getting bigger. It's also responsible for cellular repair, cellular regeneration, and stuff like that. So even when you go out for a run, you find like, oh, my muscles are a little bit sore. That's your body telling it that it needs to be repaired. So that growth hormone is actually responsible for repairing those muscles, repairing anything that happens. If you have any cuts, that growth hormone is responsible in all that repair.
How specifically can getting less sleep than needed negatively affect you?
if you're on average getting much less sleep than you need, your body, because it's not repairing sufficiently, you're going to be having a higher stress level. I see that myself a lot. If I have a really bad sleep and I go and do a workout the next day, my heart rate is higher. I'm a little bit more groggy. You might be a little bit cranky. I know I definitely get cranky all the time. That's because your body is in that more kind of flight or fight response. You're having that stress response kicked in that will prolong throughout those days until you get a lot of restful sleep. In terms of like the long scale, you know, if you're an adult and you go, you're aging, you get to the point where you're in kind of your older years, a poor sleep cycle or not having the optimal amount of sleep is actually related to developing some types of diseases like Alzheimer's, for example. While we sleep, our brain actually uses as an opportunity to clear out some of the things that when we look at Alzheimer's patients, we have buildups of certain proteins and stuff. And during sleep, that's actually when those proteins are taken away. So if you don't have enough sleep, in certain cases, you might actually be leaning into having more of a pathology or something wrong with your brain is what we call it.
That's fascinating. Our guest is Vishal Sumra. He is a PhD student at the Tan Center for Research in Neurodegenerative Diseases at the University of Toronto. But today we're talking about the science of sleep. You're listening to the Children's Hour. There's a lot more to come. Stick with us.
Did you know when we sleep, our heart, it beats even softer? Your circulation gets a little break. Did you know there's a chemical that helps you grow taller? That your body doesn't make when you're awake. Ooh, your eyes move when you dream. Not as simple as it seems. The science of sleep. The science of sleep. The science of sleep. The science.
That's the pop-ups from the giants of science. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're thinking and learning about sleep. Sleep is something we all do. Every living creature has to sleep, and we've been wondering about sleep and why we do it. Earlier, we were talking about dreams and why we dream. Our guest is Vishal Sumra. There's a lot more going on in sleep, and there are a lot of questions from the kids about sleep.
Is there a clear-cut reason why we sleepwalk? Because it seems sort of dangerous and ill-advised. And I'm just really curious, why do we sleepwalk?
Yeah, what is sleepwalking? Like, what's happening when people are sleepwalking? Is the brain, like, it forgot it's asleep?
What it really is your brain is asleep. You are technically dreaming, but there's certain things that happen when you sleep where your body kind of puts the brakes on you being able to move. So there's, you're still having those signals even when in normal sleep, but your body's telling you to move, to get up. If you're dreaming, for example, that you're walking, your body is still kind of creating those signals to walk. We are just able to kind of put the brakes and stop that from actually going into your body and moving. In people where they're sleepwalking, that isn't the case. So those brakes aren't working as effectively, or they aren't working at all. And so some people will get up, they'll be talking in their sleep, they'll be walking in their sleep, they might be eating in their sleep. That's another thing that happens as well.
I'm curious if it can sort of appear at certain points in your life, because I know for myself, I didn't used to sleepwalk for a period of time. And then at one point in my childhood, I did it fairly frequently for maybe 1 or 2 years, and then it completely went away. So can it just appear? Is there a reason why it goes away on its own? What's the deal with that?
I'm glad to hear that it stopped, because it's like slightly dangerous to be sleepwalking. It's a little bit different for different people. It's the brains are a really cool organ where as we develop, things are changing so much. So from what you're telling me, it might be that your brain was still developing certain areas, and that, you know, you might have not had those brakes on to stop movement. And then as you kind of age a little bit, those brakes were able to be put on properly. But that also obviously is something that you would have to put you in a scanner, get an EEG of seeing what your brain waves are, do a sleep study while you're sleepwalking, and then after that had stopped to see what's changing, because things are so different for different people.
Why is it that if I yawn, then Amadeus is going to yawn, and all of a sudden we're all, in fact, I just said the word yawn, and people are yawning
people
in the
yawning.
Room. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, so in terms of why that happens, it's hard to say definitively why. There's one theory where there's a type of cell in the brain called a mirror neuron. And a mirror neuron is just when you see something visually, those mirror neurons actually activate the same patterns in our brain that would activate if we were doing that same thing. So sometimes if you're watching a YouTube video and you see someone kind of get hit and you kind of, oh my God, that's your mirror neurons activating that same type of response in you. And it's the same thing that happens when you're yawning, where you see someone yawning, you're more inclined to yawn, you know, in that same way. It also happens when people kind of gag when they're about to vomit. Someone gags, another person near them will also gag. So one of the main hypotheses is those kind of mirror neurons where you see something and your brain kind of wants you to do it as well. But it's, again, not 100% clear cut just yet.
That's Vishal Sumra. And you can learn a lot more about him and about sleep and find some activities related to sleep at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Sleep. And for teachers, we have some lesson guides and other curriculum there for you as well. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We have so much more coming up about sleep, including how animals sleep underwater. And we've got a book review from Max. But first, this is the Beat Buds. Doom-ba-da-dum, doom-ba-da-dum,
doom-ba-da-dum. Go to sleep, little darling. Sleep, oh sleep. Go to sleep, little angel. Peacefully. And when you dream, little dreamer, quietly catching some Z's. Go to sleep, little darling. Just sleep, it's time to sleep. Close your eyes, lay your head down next to me. Let the sound of this melody put you to sleep. And when you wake from your slumber, I'll hold you so tenderly. So go to sleep.
Darling,
just sleep. It's time to sleep.
You see the moon? Well, the moon sees you. Follow Father Goose. And re-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org. This is the Children's Hour, and we're learning about sleep. Stick with us. We're going to speak with an author and have a book review. This is John Legend.
Go to sleep, your dreams are calling out, my darling, oh, my love, angels watching night is falling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Close your eyes until tomorrow's sun appears and we'll be right here. Peace and quiet fall tonight. It won't stay away too long when you hear this song. Go sleep, your dreams are calling, oh, my darling, oh, my love, angels watching night is falling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Stars are taking over the day. Oh, the sun can wait. The moon is guiding you, inviting you to stay in this bed you lay. Go to sleep, your dreams are calling, oh, my darling, oh, my love, angels watching night is falling, oh, my darling, oh, my love. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Oh, my darling.
This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today's show is all about sleep. We have a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode called Sleep. But have you ever wondered about animals and sleep? I mean, we all know our pets sleep because we see them sleep or they sleep with us. But what about the other critters? Our next guest, Stephen J. Simmons, has explored exactly that topic in his series of books on sleep and animals.
The first book started about 5 years ago when I was behind my house. And I saw all these butterflies and squirrels and rabbits and honeybees all playing behind the house. And I thought it would be a great idea to have a children's book about when the children went to sleep. What happened to all these creatures? Where did they go? So I wrote a children's book, Where Do Creatures Sleep at Night? And then the idea continued. And I co-wrote the second book with my son, Cliff. And that focused on big animals. So where does a lion or a giraffe or a kangaroo or a crocodile sleep? And how do they sleep? And then finally, we both thought, Cliff and I, it would be great to write about ocean creatures. So we developed the book, Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night? So where does a whale sleep or an octopus or a shark? Each of the animals are portrayed at the beginning of their section with kind of activities they do during the day, and then how they sleep at night. It emphasizes that when these creatures sleep or rest or nap, if you will, they need to get their bodies strong. They need to get their brains refreshed. And it's the same thing with children. For children to grow strong, for the muscles to grow strong, for them to have the energy to face the next day and learn, they need to sleep as well.
That's Stephen J. Simmons, and along with his son Clifford Simmons, they've just published Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night? It's part of their Animals Sleeping series. You can find links and more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode's Sleep. And stay tuned. Max from our kids crew has a review of this book. But first, this is William Shatner, right here on the Children's Hour.
As I tuck you in bed, wrap the blanket so tight, with a kiss on the head to keep you warm through the night. I wish you sweet dreams of only good things, bright yellow sunbeams and new songs to sing. Before closing your eyes, make one wish for me by finding a star, the brightest one you can see. Share the earth. Yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above, if all of these places we fail to keep, tell me, where would the animals sleep? Where would the animals sleep? Bugs rest on grass or leaves that they found, and turtles and chipmunks both sleep underground. Sea otters hold hands and float while they rest. Seals like to curl up on beaches the best. So all of these places we cannot neglect. There isn't much time, they're ours to protect. Now before you doze off, it again should be said how lucky you are to have a safe bed. For we share the earth. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above, if all of these places, where would the animals sleep? Some people don't care about beaches or trees, bulldozing and building wherever they please, tearing down forests and polluting the seas, leaving some creatures with nowhere to be. So all of these places we cannot neglect. There isn't much time, they're ours to protect. Before you doze off, it again should be said how lucky you are to have a safe bed. For we share the earth. Yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above, if all of these places we fail to keep, tell me, where would the animals sleep? Where would the animals sleep?
And this is my book review. This book is called Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night? Author is Stephen J. Simmons and Clifford R. Simmons, illustrated by Ruth E. Harper, published by Charles Bridge. What is this book about? This book is about how sea animals sleep underwater. It is a book of poems for kids. It is a very short book. I like the illustrations. They look very real. The octopus is my favorite. In this book, you can learn how animals underwater sleep, rest, and hide. My favorite fact from this book is the parrotfish sleeps in a mucus cocoon. There are two other books in the series, Where Do Creatures Sleep at Night? And Where Do Big Creatures Sleep at Night? I think this book is for ages 7 to 10, but it can be enjoyed by everyone.
The book is called Where Do Ocean Creatures Sleep at Night by Stephen J. Simmons and Clifford R. Simmons. It's illustrated by Ruth E. Harper and published by Charles Bridge Press.
He said, most of what we do lips will stay with you and they will grow. Though he isn't quite the same, like his sisters and his brothers, he will answer to a name. He lets out a cry before the dawning light. His father holds him close and whispers this throughout the night.
The Relative Minors, and that's all the time we have for the Children's Hour. Find a full playlist and teacher tools and more to learn at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Sleep. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Our shows are recorded at Outpost by Chad Shear, and our learning tools were created by Ronnie Reynolds.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.